Hey everyone, Jim Phoenix here, and boy do we have another 54 motherfucker 54th episode of Streaming Demons. We got Resurrection, Holiday, and Train to Busan, zon. All this and more for your Easter special. That's right. Much like the rabbit who sees the shadow, we're bringing this one back from the dead too? No, wait. I don't know. Hit it. It hurts me and writing it. Hey, everyone. Happy Easter to all of our listeners. Who's celebrating with us?
My mom. My mom. Thank you, mom.
Notice how that's not plural. Not because mine's not there. It's just like, you know.
Just got shit to do.
And they ain't got no Wi-Fi. That's what it is. That's what I'm saying in my life. So welcome to our special Easter thing. Yes, for those of you who want Ghostbusters, don't worry. That's silk in the pipe. Box just bought the set of the monkey one or the real Ghostbusters? Would you buy?
I didn't buy anything. I streamed the show from the 80s.
Which show from the 80s?
The real Ghostbusters.
The real Ghostbusters from the 80s. That's right. The one with Slimer, right?
Yes. Slimer. And the guy who does Garfield's voice.
Oh, I know. And Tubby Gummy.
Tubby
yeah.
Gummy?
Yeah, he's in the gummy bears. He was Tubby Gummy.
Oh, you're right. He was. I thought this was like a weird like small hands like angel
thing. No. Talk about Slimer. Okay, we got Peter Dorf for you today. Slimer. I think he's Jewish.
And a great segue. We're talking about Easter today.
Easter movies today. Yes, absolutely correct. We've got some stuff. I can't wait for my movie. It's a Quebec hit. My movie's a Quebec hit. That's all I know. So you're going to have to beat that, my Quebec hit.
Is it like in French?
Sort of? Yeah.
In no?
The person who's in it is very French.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Jacques Cousteau. It's a
French-ish person. Mm-mm. No spoilers. Well, you guys know what the movie is already.
That's the only French person I can name off the top of my head.
Can you name it on the bottom of your head? Jean-Paul Sartre. Enfantin.
Enchanté.
Pepe Le Pew.
Anyway. You can't follow anything, so you have to make sure that I go first.
Streaming Demons, go for it. I'm pretty sure I did this movie, by the way. What movie did you get?
I did Holidays, which I think you've seen it too.
Kevin Smith, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, he did one of them. He did the Halloween one, of course.
Who did the Easter one?
The Easter one, I'm looking that up. Nicholas McCarthy. He did The Pact, and he did At the Devil's Door. But he did the Easter segment, and actually that Easter segment is one of my favorite segments.
Scariest shit, by the way. If you haven't watched Easter, it is fucking horrifying.
It has an impact. It leaves
effects. I don't know who the fuck did the makeup on that one, but god damn. You deserve a medal.
Honestly, the whole movie is it's an anthology movie about and I love anthology movies. And thankfully there's really no tie-in to them because it's all about just different holidays.
Hey Box, you know what you do?
What?
We should do a podcast series on anthologies. We'll call it JM Squared Back Again.
You want to do anthology movies?
Could things come in small boxes? What? I don't know.
We can workshop it. We can workshop it. I wouldn't mind it because I enjoy anthologies.
We can do an anthology themed Streaming Demon one.
I once. I would like that.
Instead of an entire new, like,
I know that Payne came on to when we did
it. Who cares? What?
I
came where? I came all over everyone.
So we did a high art camp.
Up here. Oh, God. That was high art camp. More like low brow champ.
And get I it. Just remember all that you remembered, Payne, was in one of the segments, there was like a mixer, and you were talking about the mixer for an extended period of time.
That fucking mixer, man. You guys missed the mixer. You know why? Because I'm pretty sure one person, Parzal, I think you say the name five times real fast, it summons them or something like that.
Yeah,
and two, and was Voodoo Priestess there?
No,
who cares if they were there anyways? Doesn't matter because I was there. Wow. And I had to show, holy shit, that was a good mixer.
Yeah.
I mean, I could buy my mom, my aunt, my dad, my girlfriend, my mom's girlfriend, my dad's girlfriend's mother, whatever. Doesn't matter. Buy that mixer, sponsor the pass, hook me up with some Megan Beth Fear. He said it twice, Megan Beth Fear.
Yeah. Nice.
It's like the undead beer.
Shit. It is the undead beer.
It's like Jesus beer. Oh, dude, too soon.
Yeah, too soon.
It's only been 2,000 years, man.
It's too soon, man. Too soon. People are still going and mourning him.
It's almost been 2,000 years. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. We're going to have a big party. He's going to come back. He's going to come back with a bang.
Yeah. He's going to come back like fucking John Wick. Ooh, spoilers, dude. Spoilers. No, yeah. I meant the actor. Who was it? Alex Winter? Yeah, that guy. No, I think I meant the other actor from Bill and Ted. Anyways, Alex Winter, he's great in John Wick.
He is great in John Wick. I enjoy him every time.
I don't think
he's in John Wick.
I don't think he's seen it.
Him and Jason Mantzoukas. But so this has, it's all horror themes, which is kind of nice. Horror? All horror themes all the time in holidays, obviously. And like Jim had said, Kevin Smith directed one of them. Gary Shore directed one of them. I liked that one with the St. Patrick's Day and the snake theme.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. That one was real fun. The Easter one was great.
Easter was creepy as fuck. Snake one was just, it was a kid's one. It wasn't for kids, but it had a bunch of kids in it.
It did.
It was kind of cool. I dug it. I dug the folklore of it.
Yes, absolutely. The
Easter Bunny one was just pure fucking, how he terrifies fucking Easter Bunny people.
Yes. Yeah. And I like the Christmas one. It has Seth Green in it, and it was written and directed by Scott Stewart, who did a lot of stuff like Priest, Chris. Legion, Dark Skies.
Was that about a gift that people couldn't get, or
the Christmas one? It was about the virtual glasses.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah,
it's been a day since I saw it with Payne.
But it's, I mean, the fun thing about this is there's so many stories. There's so many different directions that it kind of goes, and you get a flavor for each director and each just direction that they're going for. The music was really great. The visual effects, I mean, they range from okay to amazing, like we said with the Easter Bunny and everything like that. It's
Easter Bunny. Yeah, no, that one. And if I remember correctly, was Smith's in like a video store or some shit, or a mall? Not a mall, like a convenience store, right?
I think it was. Time. Yeah, it was.
It was a porn one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It was the porn one, and you know exactly what it is. He has his daughter also in the movie.
Hey, not doing porn though.
No. But it's.
That would be a bad thing. Hey, if you did porn, it's all good. But at that time, I think she was like, you know, a lot younger. So.
Yeah. Well, and this is very much a revenge type one.
Yes.
The Halloween one.
It's like revenge porn. No, wait, that came out wrong. It's not revenge porn.
It's not revenge porn.
That's illegal, right?
But it is very Kevin Smith, especially if you've seen Tusk. And
who hasn't?
yoga. Well, so a lot of people haven't seen Tosca. That's, yeah, Yoga Hosers.
I still love that movie.
I know you do, and I'm glad you do. I like Tusk much better. But anyway, like I said, it's got something for everybody, for every horror fan. If you enjoy seeing just kind of different...
Every horror fan.
Differences in direction, style, in stories. I mean, this is the one for you. You're going to find one that you're going to like a lot, I would say.
Yeah, there really was something. And they're short, if you hate ones.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, you know, they're not very long, but a lot of them have a really well-developed story within it.
Developed stories in that porn one, do. Burning Angel. All right, so what would you give this Cthulhu? Sorry, as we tape this to my like a thousand or million people, excuse me, yeah, a million people without power in Quebec, and I'm about to be one of them again.
Okay, so what would you give? We're gonna go real fast. I'm gonna give it a four.
Four. Damn
it. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It's like I said, it's something for everybody. And if you don't like one of the segments, the next one is gonna surprise you.
Yeah. Next one goes surprise.
Surprise.
Just like a cat who has a poop. Buddy, you need to go poop. he wants to be chased right now. All right, four. Damn it. You know what? I can beat that one.
Oh,
I can beat a four. I think I can. All right, so mine is Resurrection with Christopher Lampert, 1999 movie.
Whoa.
Stop me if you heard this one.
Stop.
Oh, thank God. I don't talk no more. Good. Nice. No. It is a. If you've seen Seven, you've seen Resurrection. Spoiler alert.
Okay.
I should probably put that out there before I said the spoiler.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but
it's kind of obvious after the first, I don't know, bit. It's not a rip 100% from Seven, but let's put it this way. Chicago homicide detective Prodome and Hollingsworth are assigned to investigate a murder, both becoming tangled in the plot of a serial killer whose goal is to recreate the body of Christ. Very Easter. It is on Prime Video if you are Canadian or some shit like that. I don't know. Don't call me this. But we've got David Cronenberg in it, which is amazing because I was just watching David Cronenberg doing something else. I'm like, my God, this guy looks so fucking familiar. I can't remember. It's David Cronenberg. Nice. And Rick Fox, the Los Angeles Laker, Rick Fox was in it, is one of the cops. And we've got none other than, so we tie it back into, you know, everything else, Christopher Lampert, which if you're in the United States, you know him as the Highlander and possibly the dude with the Mortal Kombat thing, Raiden. Anywhere else, he actually has quite an extensive, like 94 plus 10 more. He's been quite busy. He's very popular in France and Quebec because he does. Well, he speaks French. No, that's kind of it, you know.
That's it. French.
Yeah.
Does he speak it really, really, really well?
Well, put it this way: he was born in the United States, but they left when he was like 2 years old, and then kind of like was in Geneva, Switzerland for like forever.
Does he know French?
No, he knows French very, very well.
Oh, okay.
And he was the one of the original, like, okay, they had the douchebag who played Tarzan, but he was the good Tarzan that came after him.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that the guy's name. The guys, oddly enough, okay, Christopher Lampert did a movie, of course, Highlander with Sean Connery, and Sean Connery beat up the original Tarzan, legend has it.
Really?
Not to give Christopher Lampert the job decades later, but because like the original... Okay, a legend has it that the original Tarzan was being a bit of a douche to one of the females on set, and it went a little bit towards rape land, and Sean Connery just beat the shit out of him.
Jesus.
Like the end. Yeah, he was being James Bond. But wow. Without the womanizing and the drugs and the drinking. Well, probably all of that too, but not at that time. He rose to the occasion and put the other Tarzan to his place.
He rose to the occasion just like Jesus.
Just like Jesus. And resurrection. So this movie is story by Chris Lamper as well. So he did have a pen into writing it. Brad Merman does the rest of the screenplay as well. I have to say, even though it does resemble Seven, there are things that are completely, completely different. And it is organic. It is pretty well for that era, like the 1990s. This is, you know, we're not doing a bunch of CGIs. This is like actually acting, and the actors do carry it, and the story is interesting, and you actually care about the killer, and you care about the actors, you care about the police, you care about everyone, because it's done with love. This is basically a brainchild of the three people. Okay, this is from IMDb. Actor Christopher Lambert, writer Brad Merriman, and director Russell McCauley. Oh, sorry, man, I'm killing your name. We're having a meeting in an LA hotel to discuss another project they were working on, but the trio couldn't stop talking about Resurrection, how much they liked the idea. So they actually stopped doing that one film and started to do this one instead.
Wow. And
the film that they stopped doing in 1999? The Matrix.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm just lying.
I know.
It's Matrix. But it's okay. It is a very much paint by number writing, which is fine. The arcs. That's why it works. They hit the beats, they hit the arcs. You can pretty much sculpt it out perfectly if you're studying for film writing. I'm saying paint by numbers. I don't mean it in a derogatory sense. I mean they did it tightly, and it gets like an hour 23, I think.
Okay,
something around there. It's a rated R. It should be a rated R. If it's not, hour 48. Hour 48. And it deserves a hard R for, not for swearing, but some of the gore is very, I mean, Resurrection is about putting back the body of Christ, right? One body part at a time.
Oh. So
like Seven, in the sense like the killer is taking body parts, but he's actually doing something very sinister with it.
That's creepy.
Creepy, and they don't rely on any type of like hocus pocus. It is something that you could actually see.
Have Bette Midler?
No. Oh, or even Hocus Pocus 2. But it's something you can see in the, I don't know, in the news. They even make a case like, well, it's just like Jeffrey Dahmer. We have another Dahmer on our hands or what? They make that allusion. It's just serial killer taking body parts. Nothing we haven't seen before.
Right.
But what they're doing with the body parts, it's not like the guy's a whack job. Okay, the guy is a very intelligent whack job, but he's still a whack job. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to spoil it, but we'll just say it's a horror movie the way Seven's a horror movie.
Okay.
It's not a horror movie like The Prince of Darkness is a horror movie, if that makes sense. If you saw The Prince of Darkness, John Carpenter, if you haven't, you should fucking see it.
Yeah. Okay, I think I get it.
It's not supernatural. I guess I could have fucking just said that way. It doesn't even have a supernatural car in it.
There we go. There's no ghosts. There's no... Wait a minute. So Jesus doesn't get resurrected?
But, well, maybe. But just like Holiday, the Easter thing, the effects are awesome.
Like, so is it all really like practical?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's practically just practical. Yeah, and the music there, like I said, the acting. So you gave yours a 4?
Yep.
I'm going to give this a 4.5. Resurrection, 1999. Oh, wow. It's on streaming on Prime. I'm a big Chris Lampert fan, and I'll tell you, I knew him from the States. I knew of his work, I should say, from the States. And so I was like, oh, he's in two things. And some other things you have to like find in a video store. And then when you see him in Quebec, it's like God just walked on the fucking planet. Everyone knows all his other stuff.
So he's like the Hoff from in Germany.
Yeah, except for in a place that actually matters, which is Canada, you know. And I'm guessing France and overseas as well, but yeah. And I remember some interviews with him a while back. He's a bit of a gamer.
Hey, that's neat.
Yeah, his ideal is just like to fuck around, play video games.
Oh, that's cute. Wife
helped him get a job. AKA act some more. Yeah. And I don't know if I'm, God, can I say this? Okay. I believe.
Allegedly.
Okay. Right. We'll use the word allegedly. Allegedly. Sure. Why not? And I think I can say this without getting sued, but this was before the pandemic. So I don't know where it is now. I'm trying to look at his upcomings just in case. Allegedly, there was some talk about a Mortal Kombat sequel with Christopher Lampert in it. We didn't get that when Mortal Kombat came out recently, and it was kind of shitty. But there was a thing that was being kicked around still. He might be in it still. So there might be a new Mortal Kombat coming out. It's a lot of script bullshit work, allegedly. And a lot of finding the right script because the script that was out was not fucking good. And as we saw, if anyone saw the new Mortal Kombat movie, it really wasn't fucking good.
I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Shut. Who cares? That's why I said
that. I thought it was, but I didn't play the games. So that could be very much part of it.
Didn't have no sharks. Didn't have no fucking Captain Shark in it. So I'm giving this a 4.5.
Okay.
4.5. Boom. Really, that's my final offer. Fuck your movie, man.
Okay.
This movie kicks some ass. All right. What was our last movie? Train to Busan. That's our holiday fucking zombie Jesus movie.
It's a zombie movie.
All right. Train to Busan. I've watched this so many fucking times.
I think I've watched it 3 times.
Three?
Yeah. I think I've watched it 3.
Where's the first time you watched it, Train to Busan? In the theater, or was it?
It was at home.
So streaming at home. Was it through The Last Drive into Joel Bob Briggs?
No.
Oh, you seen?
I don't watch Joe Bill Bob and Darcy.
Darcy.
So no, of course I didn't see it through there. I saw it probably about a little after it came out. Honestly, it was so, it feels like forever ago. Shit. It was so long ago that I think. What?
Yeah. God, you won't believe this.
The cat pooped?
No. Chris Lampert just called in.
No, it's Bigfoot.
Hey, Christopher Lampert. Nice to have you on the show. It's Jim Phoenix and J.M. Brennick saying hello. Big fans of that. What would you want to say? Oh, okay. I don't know about. I don't know. Am I the joke? So, anyways, Mr. Lampert, it's nice to have you here. I have a question about Mortal Kombat. What did you think about the new Mortal Kombat movie without you? It bombed, right? Okay, that's really weird. And some people, I was watching Resurrection in 1999, and some people say that was a little bit like 7. So you were the writer. Did you maybe watch 7 and then have a dream about it and then write it? Not to say nothing, man. Don't worry. But I just want to say, a big fan. Is there anything you can tell me about, I don't know, what you think of the Americans? Damn, dude. You know, most of our audience is American. Okay. They forgive you. How about the new Highlander? What do you think of the new Highlander? Yeah, I know. Now, I know, Mr. Lampert, you are pretty much apolitical. You don't like talking about politics, but I need to know. I have to know. What's your thoughts about teaching evolution in school? Okay, that's my thought. You know what? I don't think it's a real Christopher Lampert.
No, it's Bigfoot.
These motherfuckers. I got you again, bitches. Bigfoot out.
Damn it, Bigfoot. Fucker. He's even doing a French laugh. Who taught Bigfoot to do a French laugh? That motherfucker.
Well,
we'll start screaming.
Bigfoot also in Canada.
Damn it. I was so stoked. I was going to get some Christopher Lampert, I almost said walking stories. Chris Kringle. I don't know. Okay, so what were we talking about? We're talking about Train to Busan before we got
Bigfooted. Damn it, Bigfoot.
I knew it was Bigfoot.
All my French listeners are like, oh my God, Christopher Lambert is fucking calling in. I'm like, yeah, me too. I love fucking Christopher Lambert. Nope. Fucking again.
No.
All right. So you.
So I watched it actually on a DVD. I believe it was back in the days when Netflix still gave out DVDs. And I believe that's how I watched it. At the time, I didn't know what to expect because I just heard zombie movie and it's Korean. And I'd watched The Host prior to that. So I'm like, okay, the Koreans are actually really good with horror. The Host was a monster that was made by spilling old formaldehyde down a drain.
As one does.
It was really good, though. And it was just a big monster movie. And so I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. The Koreans are really good with horror. That's great. And then I watched it and I'm like, I hate this movie. Because it makes you cry.
I've screened this movie so many times with different people, like groups of people, and I can get maybe 20 people, okay, at least half crying. And like sobbing, like reaching for the tissues at different parts.
Oh, absolutely. Different
parts too, yeah.
Absolutely. It has amazing characters. Like the other dad, the other dad with the shirt. I don't know his name, but the dad with the shirt who's just like so boisterous and stuff. I love him so much. And it's an incredible movie about being a parent what it means to be a parent. And,
it's got good story arc. It's got good character arc. The stockbroker guy and the business guy, I own the whatever travel company that I own. Like, they could have been mirrors of each other, but the stockbroker guy still has redemption. Mm-hmm. Like, his redemption is still available. And we're being very vague with people's names because there's like only five or six cast members. We don't want to tell who does what. Because we're lazy, but it's also a lot of spoilers. Like it is a zombie movie. It's a monster in the house movie, but the house is a train,
right?
And the train is going based on because the stockbroker
fast zombies.
Yeah, they're fast, not like they are fast zombie, and the virus moves pretty fast.
It spreads so fast. You're not waiting around. It's just zombie after zombie after zombie.
Yeah. And if you are a parent, if you know parents, you know how hard it is, you know, to be in a relationship, whatever. This movie has a lot of things for you. This movie has grandparents in it. It has moms and sort of dads and mothers to be and like kids. And like when I say kids, I mean like little kids and maybe like, I don't know, how the baseball team's like teenagers?
They're teens.
18? Okay. Yeah, and teenagers and like homeless people and homeless teenagers. I don't know. I guess they're all homeless now. But I will admit, this is the one movie I will watch if I can with subtitles.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I do
not like the dub of this movie. The dub's kind of shit.
I've never heard the dub. I've only watched this. Oh,
it's painful. It's painful. Okay, USA from Bloodsport. Painful.
Okay.
And the words, because sometimes I have to watch it with subtitles, English subtitles, and the dubbing because of my audience. You can sue me later if I'm watching it. But it doesn't match up. Mm. Even the limited Korean I know, it still doesn't match up. Like the subtitles don't match what they say in Korean, and the dubbing doesn't match what they say in Korean. Like nothing matches anything. Like, fuck me. I don't know that much Korean, but I know they didn't say that.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the dub. I enjoy
dub.
I mean the sub.
The sub. Because,
yeah. Dub. I like the sub. and the dom. The but the but I enjoy, like it changes inflection. Like when you watch something dubbed, it changes the inflection of usually what is going on. And I think especially in a movie like this, it's really important to hear that, because sometimes there are these very small nuances, especially between the two main characters of the daughter and the father and their relationship. And,
or not relationship, as the case may be.
Yeah. It's a very, very strained relationship. But you can see him trying to be a better father throughout the movie as this horrible thing is taking place.
Right. And that's his change. It happens for him, or it doesn't happen for the business guy, like the the owner of the transport company. That guy is rotten through and through. He's a spoiled little mama's boy.
Yeah.
But that, the father could have been ended up, because he starts out as spoiled mama's boy, but he ends up so much more.
Yes.
He ends up actually taking, you know, well, I guess it's just him and his daughter. So it's like, he should take some, some control of his daughter's life and try to do the best for her and try to really be there. And there's some comedy in it. There's a lot of action in it. Him and the other guy, like the we'll say I made that with sleep. The father is sleepy. They're both MMA. Like the father is sleepy was teaching the stockbroker guy martial arts. That's kind of how he made. And then not in the movie, but in real life.
Oh, really? Oh, that's so neat.
Yeah. And like, the way I understand it is the father's sleepy is basically the Korean Rock.
That's amazing. And where he should be, because he's incredible.
He is.
He's incredible.
He's great. He's brilliant. And I would watch him. There's a lot of talented cast in this. For people I've never seen before, I'm like, oh my God, they're instantly charismatic. And like,
the director was so good at reining everybody in and getting those raw emotions from even the child actors.
Raw emotions and raw skin. As Joe Bob Briggs would point out, there's one part towards the end where a lot of zombies are running after a train and those stunt actors are really being dragged.
Ooh.
And some are CGI, but a lot of them are just bloody people. And not wanting, you know, exactly which one I'm talking about. Yeah. And apparently that was just like, we must do it for realism. Like, oh shit. Okay.
Dang.
So you did not watch the Joe Bob Briggs. I watched it for the first time through Joe Bob Briggs and Last Drive-In with Darcy and Joe Bob, right? And it was well received. I think that's one of their strongest episodes for multiple reasons. I think Joe Bob is extremely knowledgeable of the genre in general. And to have him, this is what people might not know about Joe Bob, because he's got the cowboy, he's drinking the beer, he's, you know, the whole trailer thing. But he breaks it down emotionally beat by beat. And he will even warn you, you're about to cry. And you're like, ah, fuck off, I'm not going to cry. And you start crying, I'm like, God damn it. You fucking people. But he makes it, it's weird crying at a movie by yourself, but being able to cry at a movie with other people who are also crying, like, okay, this is okay now.
It's an experience.
Yeah, it's an experience. And if you can, I know you don't like The Last Drive-In, but if you can watch it, The Last Drive-In, it's the one episode if you ever want to see with it, watch this one. I think it would make you a fan of The Last Drive-In, and it made me an instant fan of Train to Busan. It became one of my top horror movies.
I will say that I'm really surprised that it was even on his show, because, again, from what I know, it's very much like MST3K or Elvira or shows like that, where it's more movies that I've heard of are more older movies. They're, you know, possibly B movies or things like that. So when you tell me that Train to Busan was on there, that's really interesting to me, because I wouldn't imagine that kind of a movie. But also, I got Train to Busan. I bought the DVD from the dollar store, which I thought was a travesty.
Dollar store, son.
So
dollar store, dude. Okay, I'm gonna take a tax on this one. I had to get up to the IMDb
page and my fucking glasses.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was just going to say, you're getting your glasses on? What the fuck? Okay.
This is what they did so far. Tourist Trap, David Schmoller.
That's an old, cheesy one.
Old, I don't know. It's got like Lee Majors in it. Sleepaway Camp, Rabid, The Prowler, Sorority Babes, and Slime Bow Bonorama, Daughters of Darkness, Blood Feast, Basket Case, Reanimator, Demons, the 85 Ring, Legend of Boggy Creek, Hellraiser.
Mm. Okay, Peace Hellraiser's the weird one out of that one.
Yeah. Pieces and Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Hills Have Eyes, Dead or Alive, Blood Rage, Phantasm, Phantasm 3, Phantasm 4, Phantasm, like a whole bunch of
Phantasms. Yeah, there's a lot of Phantasms.
Chud. Fucking they saw Chud? My God, Castle Freak.
But see, what
Halloween,
I'm saying,
Halloween 4, Halloween 5. Huh?
These are all older movies, though. These are older movies.
Black Christmas, Jack Frost, Silent Night, Deadly Night, Part 2.
Oh, that one was...
Bloodsucking Freaks? That's not an old movie.
That's an older movie, yes.
Bloodsucking Freaks? Oh, that's 76. Oh, I was thinking
Yes! You're old, Jim. You forget this.
No, I was thinking of... Oh, God. He's in Scream. Fuck me, man. He plays the sheriff. Trying to blank.
I don't know.
Will
Smith?
Courtney Love. Courtney Love.
Court.
No, Court not
squared.
No. The woman from Friends, Courtney
Cox.
Arquette. David Arquette. Why did I say Will? David Arquette or Will Arquette, as I know him. David Arquette. That's Blood Sucking Freaks or Something Freaks. Oh, I got it confused with his new movie. Anyways. Chopping Mall, and we've got Summer Massacre 2, Victor Crawley.
You don't have to go through the whole thing, because again,
2017, most Victor Crawley, 2017. From
the 70s and the 80s. And
2019, so, Haunt.
I'm just saying. So anyway, you don't have to go 80s. Through their whole through
all this shit.
Catalog. I'm going to...
Cammy and T-Rex, 94. The Love Witch, 2006.
The Love Witch is older.
2016.
Yeah, but The Love Witch is an homage to the 70s, so...
Mother's Day, House by the Cemetery, Night of the Living Dead. Oh, by the way, and also, you know what? You're right, no good movies on this, just Terror Train.
I'm saying, like, Sledgehammer was on... I remember when they did Sledgehammer, and I was like, oh, I already wrote a review on that, and you hated it, and I said, I liked it.
Ginger Snaps, and Fryberry is fucking amazing, by the way, if you haven't seen Fryberry. And Ginger Snaps is...
I have not seen that. Anyway, we're talking about Train to Busan right now. Hey, what's up?
No, I'm talking about...
Welcome to our Jim, Joe, John talk when we're talking about Train to Busan. So anyway, music's great. The music is great. The writing is great. The acting is great. The effects are great. Again, these are fast zombies, and fast zombies always freak me out. But not only that, like with these zombies, like we said, you get infected very quickly, so there's no long, like, lingering, oh no, you know, John is sick and he's going to turn.
John's eating your fucking face.
No, he's already eating your face. Like,
dead, we can cut a limb off. Like, you'll be all right.
Yeah, no, they're already gone. Like, so it's a really good film. Do you want to rate it?
Oh man, do I want to rate it? You go first on this one. You go first.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to give it a 5.
A 5?
I'm going to give it a 5 because I've seen it 3 times, which means I like it. And every time it makes me... I love looking at it.
Voodoo. My cam's still on.
So what would you give it before you run out of power?
5. I already gave it a 5 before.
Yeah.
It's honestly one of my top horrors.
Yeah, it's an amazing movie. It's
there's no swearing in it that much. It's swearing in Korean anyways.
Yeah. Right.
There's no sex. It's a story. It's a drama. It's got all the horrors. It's got the jump scares. It's got practical and CGI mixed beautifully. And it's got a fucking script of acting. Like you said, the director got a lot of mileage out of these people.
Do you want me to give a hot take?
Sure. What's the hot take?
Here's my hot take. This should have gotten an Oscar before Parasite.
Oh, no. This would have stomped Parasite's ass.
Like, this should have gotten an Oscar.
I still don't understand how the fucking Parasite won anything.
It was
I don't understand how the fuck it's a horror movie.
It was a movie. It was a horror movie. I would put it horror adjacent, yeah. But it is not Train to Busan. Train to Busan should have won the Oscar.
Absolutely. I agree.
And I agree.
See, we agree on things. All right.
Hey, we did it after 54 episodes. All right.
Train to Busan. Which, it takes Train to Busan. I like it. I think it. Now, what do you want to plug?
I want to plug something I'm really excited about and something
I'm cares?
Going. Oh, damn it, Payne. Let them plug something. Oh, Payne took himself because they want to do a fucking movie.
What do they want to? I don't want to know what they want to
do. What was the movie? All right, Jimbo. So I was watching an Easter movie, and it's like a snuff film. These people, they capture this one dude, and they beat the shit out of him for like hours and hours. The movie's only like 5 hours long. And 3 of these hours, they're beating the shit out of this one guy. Whips and chains and thorns, and they put nails in him. Dude, did you just... Yeah, man. And then I think Lethal Weapon's in it, too. Oh, God damn it, dude.
Passion of the Christ. You fucking
watch Passion of the Christ as a horror movie? Oh my Christ, you heard about it too? No, Christ. Oh my God. Okay, you're right. We should have fucking just skipped. My bad. Yeah, so I guess technically it might be a horror movie. I don't know. Okay, sorry, Payne. Passion of Christ, not a horror movie. Maybe it is. Horror adjacent, who knows? Depends. But yeah, okay. Moving on to Brannick's plug, though.
Thank you. Sorry, Payne. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. So something I'm really looking forward to.
Who cares?
Oh, Pain. Let him talk. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Panic Fest.
Panic Fest.
I want to go to Panic Fest. I'm going to be going to Panic Fest. Am I going to it? No, I'm going to be sitting in my house. But here's what people can do. You can watch Panic Fest from your own house because you don't have to go to a festival. You can be in your own house.
Can I watch this in someone else's house?
You can watch this in somebody else's house, yes.
Nice.
So Panic Fest is coming, I believe, Panic April Fest. 14th through April something.
14th.
But basically, they do have a couple of longer movies, but what they do is they have a lot of shorts. And this is all horror. This is all horror movies.
Horror.
One of them that I'm really looking forward to is called Flappy, which has like one of those inflatable arm guys.
I love looking at it.
Yeah. Oh,
there you go. It's very popular, I guess.
And it looks like it's going to be incredible because it's...
What's it called? Flappy?
It's called Flappy.
Christopher Lampert just called in. He has something to say. Yes, go for it, Christopher Lampert, about Flappy.
Uh-huh.
You can't get me twice, motherfucker. I know it's... No. No, it's not Christopher. I'm hanging
it's
up right
not.
Now.
It's not. So if you go to, I believe, panicfest.eventive.org, or honestly, if you just look up Panic Fest, you will go to it. You will see it. And
make sure you spell the shit correctly, because otherwise it sounds like Pantit
Fest. Yeah, it's not Pantit. It's not pansexuals enjoying the fruits of...
Honest to God, when you start talking about this, like, this is like a pansexual thing?
No.
I forgot you're talking about that. Okay, so panic.
Panic rhymes with Brannick.
Brannick, okay.
Okay. Panic Fest.
Fest rhymes with vest.
Right. Like
Brannick's in a vest.
Right.
Which you would rock a vest, by the way. I think you can do
that. Thank you. I have a few. Really? Quite a few. Yes, I do.
Sweater vest? Or like a vest vest?
I have a vest vest. I have sweater vests. And I have like vests that you put on with a suit.
You should invest in some vest.
I should.
And vestment. You could rock a Lando.
I don't know what that is.
I think Lando had vests.
He had a cape.
No, he had a cape.
He had a cape.
Vesta Caves.
Anyway, Panic Fest.
Panic Fest, yes.
Panic Fest, go to it. Very reasonable pricing. And like I said, you're going to be supporting local filmmakers. Also, I mean, because this is Kansas City. Basically, you know, indie filmmakers. This is incredible.
Oh, we are in Kansas. Sorry, my bad.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, we just went there. So, absolutely go check it out. Jelly Beans is not happy about that, I guess. Calm down. Anyway, Panic Fest, I will virtually see people there.
See you at Panic Fest, motherfuckers.
Yes.
So, okay. I'm just going to plug myself. Whatever.
Hey, Jim.
If you are in Gen Con, Gen Con is going to be a first week of August in Indianapolis, Indiana. Come stop by our booth. We have a booth there for the test play hall with You're Fucked. It's our drinking game. It doesn't have to be drinking. You can do push-ups and other thing, weird things and drink some non-alcoholic things, but it's mostly a drinking trivia game. We will be there doing that. We'll also be doing a inclusivity, I think that's been greenlit, thing about horror and inclusiveness. And especially, if you can find me, I'll be fucking surprised. Good luck with that. All that and more, and another big announcement coming out. I have, in September, something coming. That's all I'm saying.
Is it a baby? Are you pregnant? Oh my God.
It feels like a baby. I carried this motherfucker for like 10 years.
Oh God. Is it
me? No, it's not you.
Are you sure? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Go get some beer. Megadeth.
No, of course, Megadeth beer. Jesus.
All right, September.
So on behalf of myself, Jim Phoenix, and my guest, my co-host, yes.
Jesus. Sam Brennick,
and our guest, Dr. Payne. That's what I want to say. For his like half second Jesus movie. I'd like to bid you happy number 54. Happy Easter, everyone, or whatever holiday is about you. Happy Friday.
Happy everything, everybody.
Happy birthday, Dad. Wherever the fuck you are. And remember, don't get fooled by fucking Bigfoot no more.
Yeah, don't.
Fuckers. It's probably not even a cat, it's just fucking Bigfoot.
I hear a cat.
I hear a Bigfoot.
Bye.